Welcome to the Crazy Little Thing Called Life podcast with your host, the lovely Megan Thompson. Megan is a spiritual life and business coach, Akashic Record practitioner, an all things crushed velvet lover. If you're keen to create more than just a living, but a life and business you love, you're in the right place. Bursting with practical and spiritual tools, tips and tricks that you can enact today to get out of your own bloody way. So grab a cuppa and shield your wee one's ears. You can count on Megan and her guests to use cheeky adult language and inappropriate humour on this crazy little thing called life.
Hello and welcome. If you are new to this crazy little thing called life podcast, I am so grateful that you're here and so excited you're here. This podcast is for heart-centered witches and aspiring healers who are ready to step into their role and ready to own their personal gifts and the gifts that they have and the gifts that they're awakening to be of service. And if that is you, then you are in the right place. And if you are a returner, well, welcome back. I love you. I'm so grateful that you're here and that you continue to listen to this podcast. And I consider you my soul fam. So yeah, I love you so much. So today we're going to have a really, really juicy, juicy topic. So first I want to ask you, do you want to go from healing to healer? Yeah? Then I bet you're the type of human whose friends are constantly coming to you, which means they feel safe with you. I bet that you've got friends coming to you that are more like acquaintances, and they come to you to talk about things. They come to you to help have you help them deal with, you know, challenges, to maybe explore some eccentric things that they don't feel comfortable with, like tarot or astrology or, you know, herbalism or working with plant medicines or flower essences. Like, you are that person that other people come to. Does that sound like you? So if yes, then you're in the right place. This podcast is 150% for you. So I bet you've been diving into lots of different modalities, right? Tarot, maybe astrology, meditation, herbalism, radical self-love, coaching, and you want to not only help yourself through hard times, but you want to help out those who seek you out as well. You want to use all these tools and these modalities that you've been collecting over the last, I don't know how many years, that have helped you unlock yourself, that have helped you really come back to you, and you want to serve and support others to do the same. Am I right? Good. If this is you, then I would assume that you're probably navigating that sticky space of how can I help others heal when I'm still healing myself? Gosh, I know this space so well. I'm going to share a little story with you about my own experience with this space. Because, man, this is a real spot, you know, especially when you have been doing some really deep healing work and you have come out the other side of it and you're like, okay, I'm ready to serve and I'm ready to help other people. And then there's more deep work and you're like, okay, no, absolutely not. I actually have to focus on this. And so when I graduated health coaching school in 2013 and I started taking clients and my clients started seeing epic results, like their lives were dramatically changing. And, you know, out the gate, that was like really huge for me. I felt super empowered. I felt like, yes, this is right. Like, this is so awesome. I realized, you know, health coaching and nutrition really wasn't my focus, because every time I got on a call with one of my clients, we did not focus on food, even though that was like the premise of why we connected. We focused on the deeper stuff, the soul stuff, the hard conversations with partners, the trusting their own wisdom. And I was like, okay, like we're doing a lot more, but there's transition here. Like, how do I step into that? What does that even mean? And I, of course, you know, as a healer, as somebody who's being of service to somebody else, as a coach, you, of course, are going through transformations. You know, if you are providing transformation for other people, that means that you, of course, are going through transformation, have been through transformation, and continue to transform in yourself. That's just how this works. It doesn't, I've never, ever seen it work any other way. But sometimes those really big transformations feel like they rock you at your core. And so for me, you know, my situation was I was coaching, I was paying clients, I had been flown to Alaska to speak at this Alaska Primary Care Association's like big event. It was like all of this stuff right out the gate was really big and it was happening really, really fast. And so, you know, my work was transforming rapidly and I was serving, supporting other people to transform really rapidly. And my inner world was going through some serious shifts. And I realized that I was not happy in my partnership, that I was not happy in the life that I had created for myself, that I felt like I was, you know, I had created this work that I loved, but at home, I felt like I was living a lie. And so after that experience, you know, after going to Alaska, and maybe another time I'll tell you all about how I, you know, started a band and played music at this bar that like totally changed my life. But I came back from Alaska to California and I realized that I needed to drastically change my life. And that meant leaving my partner who I had a daughter with, have a daughter with. He's not my partner anymore though. And that meant, you know, taking that big scary leap into the unknown and like literally dramatically shifting my entire life. And I was fucking terrified. And I could not help other people. I was like, I can barely help myself right now. I'm going through all of this, these shifts. How can I be of service to other people? And so I share that story because, you know, there are those moments, there are those experiences where we go through what seems like hell and back, where we're like barely able to, you know, get out of bed in the morning or barely able to brush our teeth. And those feelings of how could I ever be of service to anybody else are real, right? Because we are having to use our energy to tend to ourselves. But then there's also those moments when we're on the other side of those big transformations and we haven't cultivated the confidence in our new being, our new body. Like we're like butterflies, right? We haven't cultivated the confidence to fly. And so being really discerning, you know, are you in the muck where you're like, big transformation, you are not even capable of like brushing your teeth, if you're there, then right now you need to be tending to yourself. That is where you need to be. But if you are on the other side and you've got these new wings and you're like, okay, you know, I'm still having to help myself, I'm still having to heal, I'm still having to like face all of these old demons that keep coming up, you know, I still have my own work to do. Woman, human, you are primed and ready to step out of that healing role and into the healer role. Because real talk, and you know, I'm always going to lay down the real. There's always going to be something else that needs to be healed. There's always going to be another thing that's ready to be transformed and alchemized and transcended. And the way that you rapidly transform, alchemize, and transcend is by showing up and doing that work. And the more you show up, the more those cock blocks to your fulfillment, to your soul joy, to your success, your ultimate success and fulfillment, the more they'll come up, because they're coming up to be cleaned out, right? Like their triggers, their all of that stuff are all of it. Every little nook and cranny of that frustrating ass shit when you're like, man, I don't want to fucking deal with this bullshit. All of that is coming up because it's ready to be healed. And the fastest way to heal it is to step into your role. It is 150% the fastest way, the most efficient way, because you not only serve yourself, but you help serve and support others as well. And that's what we're here for. That is why we're here. We're not here to just take care of ourselves. We're here to take care of each other. We're here to support each other. I mean, you wouldn't want to become a healer. You wouldn't want to become an embodied witch. You wouldn't want to embody these gifts of service if you didn't want to serve and support other people. Full stop. Okay. So I will say this. Having your nose in a bunch of books and that occasional Reiki healing and occasional astrology reading is not going to cut the mustard when it comes to you going from healing to healer. They just don't really work because it's just more information to turn into inspiration. And I'm a guess that you have a bunch of journals filled with inspiration, right? There is probably so much inspiration coursing through you, because the more that you've peeled back those layers and the more that you've tapped into your own wisdom, and the more that you continue to do that, of course, like spirit's like, cool, this girl's got a clear channel. I'm going to like give her the good shit. And then you put it in a journal and then you go online, you see that somebody else is doing it. Because these downloads that we receive from spirit, from the divine, from the universe, whatever you want to call it, from God, whatever your terminology is, these downloads that we receive, we're all like, it's not like, oh, here you go, Susie, you get this download. It's just for you. Like, we're getting this information because it's time to be brought forth in the practical, tangible world, because it's what we need as a human species, as a global shift. Just let that land for a second, because it's true. And so when you have that inspiration, you write it in a journal, you don't take action on it, and then you go online and you see like your friend is doing it, or you had a conversation with somebody and now they're doing it. Yeah, of course, because it's meant to happen. It needs to happen. And it can't happen if it lives in your journal. And I'm saying this like from so much love. This is coming from so much love, because I can look over right now. I'm in my room of requirement for all my Harry Potter fans. It's like the room where all of the boxes of the things that we haven't unpacked yet live. And no joke, there's probably like 100 journals in here because I keep them all. They're my inspiration journals. They're all here. And they don't heal other people. My journals aren't helping heal the world. They're in a room, in a box. So what helps heal, right, is allowing this information to move through you and taking messy action, right? So ultimately, that thing with getting all of this inspiration and then putting in your journal and then getting more inspiration and putting in your journal and making, maybe taking some steps, but not really. Ultimately, that's the exact thing that keeps you stuck in the pattern of feeling like, how the F can I help anyone right now? This is exactly why I created Soul Purpose Academy. which provides you the safe haven to overcome the I'm not healed enough cycle, to confidently trust your soul wisdom and step into your role as a healer and a witch. Take my 7 years. This program, Soul Purpose Academy, is like 150% of me. It's like the 7 years of my work, of coaching, of all of the accreditations, of the Reiki training, the Reiki master training, of the Akashic wisdom, all of it put into a 3-month, 12-week academy to help you collapse time so you don't have to do that 7 years. So you can go from healing to healer. It's the ultimate blueprint to go from healing to healer, actually. Like your soul has been guiding you to do for a hot minute, boo. So today I'm going to share 3 transformative processes that I teach in Soul Purpose Academy to help amazing aspiring healers like you confidently step into your power and your role to be of service, like you were born to be. Okay, so step 1, we got to create a safe haven for your magic. So in Soul Purpose Academy, we go through the step-by-step process for you to boldly overcome those gripping fears, old traumas, and painful experiences. The ones that you've tried to overcome on your own, but they're freaking relentless. They're what keep you in the I'm not healed enough, keep you stuck in the I'm not healed enough cycle. So one of those transformative processes that I'm going to share with you is making your daily practice non-negotiable. So if you don't feel safe in yourself, in your own being, to be a container for oracle wisdom and healing medicine to come through, if you don't feel safe, if you've got in the back of your mind, you're questioning, like, am I making all of this up? Like, I really want to believe in magic. I really want to believe in all this stuff, but like, am I making all of this up? If you know that space, right? You are navigating what so many of us navigate, which is this bumping up against your nervous system. And when you bump up against your nervous system, it's so hard to really make lasting change in your life, to go from healing to healed, right? It's so hard because when you bump up against your nervous system, you're going to go into fight, flight, or freeze. Right? And then all of your subconscious conditioning is going to drive the bus of you. Drive the bus of us. And you've experienced it, right? I'm sure you're probably like thinking about a time where that's happened, maybe recently. You know, we're living in a world that's filled with lots of shocking trauma right in front of our faces right now. And that can shock our nervous systems. And that's why making your daily practice non-negotiable is legit. It's non-negotiable. I know so many women who know this, right? And you might be one of them. You're like, yeah, I know. I need to have a daily practice of connecting to myself. I need to meditate daily. I need to, you know, pull my cards daily. I need to have a daily practice. I know this. I know this. And sometimes knowing it almost feels like it's enough. I know I should do it. You're like, okay, I know I should do it. But do you always do it? Or maybe you're like, yeah, I really think I should do it. I've thought about it. But I just always get like roped into the day, you know, I have kids or I like wake up and have to run to work or whatever it is. Maybe you're not running to work with all this COVID shit, but you know what I mean. Whatever boat you're in, that's totally fine. I'm going to give you a tool for you to make it a non-negotiable. And here's the thing, right? We're not going to make something, we're not going to change something unless staying the same becomes too uncomfortable. And so I want you to think about this, right? Where you are right now in your day-to-day life, where you're like, okay, I'm not really stepping into this healer role. I'm feeling like I'm constantly healing. I feel like I'm maybe taking two steps forward and three steps back. I don't feel fully confident in my own abilities to like know what my role is, what my purpose is, why I'm here. I'm like getting clearer, but I'm not there. And sometimes I do my practices, sometimes I don't. When I do my practices, I feel really good. I know that like tapping into the sacred always makes me feel good, but okay, how much longer do you want to stay in that space? Like real. How is staying in that space of not putting yourself first having a ripple effect in your life? These are important questions. Because when your daily practice becomes a non-negotiable, you say to the universe, I am committed to my own self-worth. I am committed to you. Because your daily practice, whatever it is, and I'm not saying it has to be something specific, right? But I will say that it needs to have this one component. It needs to have you getting quiet and connecting to your own inner wisdom every single day for a minimum of 5 minutes. Because how could you possibly intentionally move forward through life if you're not connected to your own inner wisdom? That's how we get stuck in like not knowing if we're doing things because of like our other people's expectations, our dad's expectations, society's expectations, our partner's expectations, or if we're doing them because we know in our soul that that's right for us. And a daily practice that I recommend is a daily morning Kundalini meditation. Fists of Anger. I'm going to continue to share that one on here because it's like so perfect for this time. You can Google it. It's super easy. You know, it's going to feel a little weird. It's so funny. It's going to feel a little weird if you have never done Kundalini yoga. And like if you have roommates, they might think you're being a bit weird, but totally powerful. If that's not for you, some form of meditation, Googling, you know, I would YouTube Deepak and Oprah's 21-day meditations. Those were what actually shifted me from being like, I don't meditate. Meditation's not for me, to an avid meditator. I meditate every single day because my daily practice is not negotiable. I have two kids that need me. I have a husband, two dogs, 11 chickens. Like, there's no excuses. My daily practice is non-negotiable because it sets the tone for my whole day. And I am committed to being intentional with how I show up in my day, in my life. And I encourage you to do the same. Okay. So now that we've basically beat that one into the floor, let's move on to the next one. So in Soul Purpose Academy, we work on helping you confidently know your lane and step into your role in the healing world and spiritual community. To satisfy your soul's longing for life-changing worth, work by using the tools you've painstakingly cultivated to heal yourself, to come home to you, to know you. Okay, so this one is really important. And I see this all the time with clients. Oh my gosh, this comes up all the time with clients. You ready for it? The idea that you need to just choose one thing, just one thing, right? I just need to choose like Reiki, or I just need to choose tarot, or I just need to choose, you know, apothecary, whatever it is, and then I'll be clear. But I'm like super multi-passionate. You know, I love astrology and I love tarot and I love breath work and I love Kundalini and I love, you know, journaling, and I love connecting with your inner wisdom, and I love blah, 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 add all the things, right? So if you're in that boat where you are like, I feel like I need to pick just one thing, but I'm so passionate about all these other things, then woman, you don't have to pick just one thing. Like, you walk away from this with the giant permission slip that you do not have to pick just one thing, because all of those tools that you are crazy passionate about and all of those tools that you use uniquely, and they are your toolbox to serve and support other people, right? So getting yourself into this, like stepping confidently into your role as a healer, as a leader, as somebody who is of service to others with all of these tools. Of course you need all your tools. What the heck? Why would you leave some tools back at home if you're going to go work on a big job like construction site, right? You wouldn't just leave your saw at home and just bring a hammer, because then all you'd see were nails, right? And that's not how this works. So what you do need to do 150% is have that all-inclusive mentality when it comes to stepping into your role. You know, you got to, it just, if you don't, if you think you need to just focus on one thing, it totally zaps your juju and it causes you to cha-cha. And this is not how you get where you want to be. If you are multi-passionate, you don't, babe, you don't need to pick one thing. What you do need to do is you need to get crystal clear about who it is you are going to serve with your gifts. This is where I got stopped up for so long. I was like, oh my God, these gifts are so powerful and like transformative. Like, the whole world needs to have this. Like, this is life-changing. The world needs this. I can help everybody with this. I'm going to help the whole world. And guess who I helped? Maybe like one person, maybe two, maybe. And like, we're totally not ideal clients. And I felt like I was pulling teeth the whole time I was working with them. And I was like, is this really for me? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I'm not making that much money. I need to get another job. I'm overwhelmed with the clients I'm working with. And like, I know these modalities work, but like, they're not really jiving with them. They're not using them. They're not taking action, blah, blah, blah. Maybe some of you have been in that experience. Maybe you've like, you know, done a mentorship with somebody, or you're like, yeah, I can do this. And you've done like a trade with somebody and you're like, wow, they've got so much potential. They could do so much more. And I'm giving them all these like tools, but they're not using them. What the heck? Right? And so what you need to do is market research. And it took me forever to do this. I am like ashamed to say how long it took me. So please run with this. I want you to, you know, reach out, get online, go on Instagram, whatever you use, and say like, hey, I'm offering. And then what are you going to offer? You know, are you going to do a tarot reading? Are you going to do an astrology reading? Are you going to do whatever it is that you're really passionate about right now? Say, I'm offering this like a 30-minute tarot reading and then think about the people you want to work with. You know, or is it women, or is it like stressed out transgendered people? Is it whatever it is, right? Think about who you would love to work with. And, you know, you can even go back into the crevices of your mind and think about the types of friends that come to you. Like, what is it about them that you love helping them with? Okay, put that out there. I'm looking for, you know, women who are really passionate about healing this stuff with their mom and they've been struggling. And so I would love to offer a 30-minute free tarot reading in exchange for a 30-minute market research call. And then on your market research call, you want to dive in with them and you want to get down and like understand, what is their struggle? What are they navigating? How long have they been navigating this? What is their vision? What is their big dream? You know, how much longer are they willing to navigate where they are? Like, how is it having a ripple effect in their lives? How is it impacting other people? and record this, and then understand from their words how they're feeling, what they want, what they need, right? Because you're coming from the other side. You're coming from like the side of the resolution, the side of the healed, right? You know that what you share will help them get these results. Or maybe you don't know. Maybe you want to know that that'll get them results, right? But you're thinking about it from your own experience, from the other side, right? You're no longer in the mud. You're out of the mud. And so having these conversations helps you understand the exact pain points that they're having, the exact issues that they're navigating. And then you can use their exact words when you start to bring forth your gifts of service to these people. Say you're offering tarot, right? And they say, you know, I'm struggling with my mom. I love her so much, but she has terrible boundaries and she calls me all the time and I'm super overwhelmed and I don't want to not answer the phone, but like I kind of don't want to even talk to her, blah, blah, blah. Cool, right? Hey, I'm offering a tarot reading if you've been like feeling bombarded by your mother and she's calling you all the time and you want to get clarity around how to create safe boundaries with your mother. Whoa, boom. Okay, so this is like the nitty gritty of what we do, because in Soul Purpose Academy, we don't just do the soul work, the deep work. Of course we do that. That is so important and valuable. But we also do a lot of strategy, because strategy creates the structure for you to confidently step into that role to take those action steps. All right, let's move on to the last one. This one's good, super juicy. So in phase 3 of Soul Purpose Academy, we dive into Compassionate Leadership 201, how to be the leader you needed, and really going from vision to visible. And this is in this we go through the blueprint for taking stable, consistent, and decisive actions in service of your ideal client. And so today what I'm going to share with you is how to be a compassionate leader. So of course, you know, this is like a 45 minute podcast. So we're going to keep it, or not even a 45 minute podcast. We're going to keep it short and sweet, but I want you to take what you need. Like these are really juicy golden nuggets, right? And if you take these three things and you run with them, you will see results. You will 150% see results in your life. You will be serving more people confidently. You will be actually helping them get results. And of course, most importantly, you will be more confident in your own ability to be of service, to use all those tools you have. So you literally cannot shift from healing to healer if you're afraid to embody leadership. Like it's just not possible. You become a leader the moment you choose to step into the role of healer. And this can be super scary for a lot of people. And this fear is actually what prevents you from truly showing up. It may look like, I don't want to sound preachy. People have their own answers in their hearts. Let them look inside themselves. I feel like I need to go back to school to get a psychology degree, or varying phases of all those things. This is going to come with all different feels. And if you're the kind of human who yo-yos between wanting to hide under a cozy blanket, run to be alone in the woods, and cocoon every time something big comes up to be healed, and all you want to do is process, and you also want to always be there for other people, and you tend to be the kind of person that people come to, that you've like really stepped into that role and you love to give and give and give because you've grown to love that role of being there for others. I know that space really well. You've got an amazing opportunity to upgrade your boundaries. Yep, that's right. I said the B word. I did it. You've got an amazing opportunity to upgrade your boundaries. You know, because stepping into a leadership role means that you need to step into that role, right? So I want you to try this on right now. As a healer, as somebody who other people come to step into radical self-love, as someone who other people come to heal the grief of, you know, losing somebody, or as being somebody to come to, you know, understand like tarot and understand their soul purpose. Okay, all of those things, like figure out whatever your thing is, whatever your multi-passionate array of juicy juju is. If you woke up tomorrow and this was it, this was your life, this is what you did, how would you feel? And how would your day-to-day be different? And what are the characteristics that you would embody? Would you be confident? Would you feel freedom? Would you be compassionate? Would you be organized like a motherfucker? What are those things? What are those qualities that you have embodied being this person now? And you might want to break out your journal and just sit with it for a minute. You know, ask yourself these questions. Pause, rewind, go back. Ask yourself those questions, you know? What are they? What are these things that you would have embodied if you're there? If you've gone from healing to healer, you're helping other people, you're getting paid to do this, you're serving people. It feels really fucking good to be sharing all of your gifts. What are the characteristics that you embody? Write them all out. And then go embody them. And I know that can sound so trite, right? Like, okay, go embody them. No, I mean, every single day moving forward, take action steps and do the work that makes that a reality. Because this is where manifestation and actually doing the work converge. So you can get that. So you can do it. Because it's not just a pipe dream. It's not something that, you know, feels so far away. It feels far away because it's ready to be brought into you. So you can embody it. And you don't embody it by like quitting your job today and starting something new and taking that big leap that and you fall flat on your face. Because listen, if you've done that before, I mean, I've done it too. I feel you. Sometimes it feels like you can't embody it. You can't do it unless you quit your job, unless you do X, Y, and Z. And then you do X, Y, and Z and all the things are still there. Maybe you don't have the crappy boss who's a total cunt, but you have a whole new array of things that make you feel the exact same way. And so those things are your guide, those feelings, and feeling them every single day, taking steps, taking actions that help you feel those things every single day is how you intentionally craft the life you want. Whew. Damn. I know. All right. So at this point, you might be thinking like, okay, this is amazing. This is great and all, but like now's not the right time. Now's not the right time. I mean, that's how I would feel if I were in your shoes, because you are on the cusp of epic transformation. And I want to say that if you feel this intense pull from your heart and this tingling in your being and your body, now is exactly the right time. So if this is all resonating with you, then you're probably also feeling your ego pop up. She can feel that you are on the horizon of epic transformation, babe. And she is scared. She's probably telling you things like, I don't have enough time right now. You know, I've got all these other things I have to do. I mean, am I really ready? I don't know if I'm ready. I kind of want to like do all these other things, but like, you know, and then if you're thinking, you're hearing like, oh, okay, this is what she does in Soul Purpose Academy. Like, I'm really interested in Soul Purpose Academy, but I don't know, then you might be also feeling like, you know, it's probably out of my price range. I'm not even going to apply. It's probably not the time for me to do big healing work because I got to take care of all these other people. If you're in this boat, I just want to tell you that this is a good thing, because all good things are outside of your comfort zone. And feeling that fear, but doing it anyway, is the thing that will launch you from the never-ending cycle of healing to healer. More than anything, I want you to know that I love and support you. And that whole reason I do this is because I'm crazy passionate about serving and supporting magical ass women like you get your work out into the world, because I know that the planet needs powerful women to step up and be compassionate leaders for ourselves and future generations. So if this is speaking to you, if what I've just shared, you know, these three steps of, you know, creating a safe haven for yourself by making your daily practice non-negotiable, of confidently knowing your lane and stepping into your role in the healing world and spiritual community by having that all-inclusive mentality of really honing all of your gifts and doing a market research call, because it's not about picking one gift, it's about picking the type of person who is going to get the most out of your gifts and stepping into a compassionate leader, then listen, Soul Purpose Academy is for you, babe. And you are gonna wanna go to the show notes and click the link that says apply for Soul Purpose Academy. And we will book a call and we'll chat and we'll just get on the phone and see, you know, I wanna understand, what is your vision? What do you want? And see if it's even a right fit for you. And if that feels scary, well, then remember, getting everything you want, like, this is something I tell myself every day in my daily practice. Every single thing I want is on the other side of my fear and resistance. And so it takes courage every day to step up and look fear in the face and look resistance in the face and do it anyway. And so if you're feeling a little fear, a little resistance, but you've got that soul pulling knowing, like, I think I need to do this, click that link in the bio, because next week, this whole next week is the last week to apply. And then we start the week after. So if you are interested, I would love to connect with you. Make sure you click that link in the show notes. Whew. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and got lots of juicy nuggets from it. I would love for you, if this is something that you enjoyed, please hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, because sometimes I'm noticing things are getting censored. And so, you know, it'll just automatically download if it does show up. It's just like stuff's happening and we're getting real, real here. And so censorship is happening. Lame. But anyway, so make sure that you subscribe. And then, of course, if you love this, please take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram, tag me at I am Meg Thompson, because I am sure there are people in your Insta family that would love to hear it as well. All right, go forth, do the dang thing. I am so excited for what you are going to share with the world, because the world needs what you got and you need what you got to share. All right. Enjoy and have a great evening, day, whatever time you're listening to this, and enjoy this crazy little thing called life.